gospel reading, I'll be using the second option. There are two choices for the gospel readings for today. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands when they eat a meal." He summoned the crowd and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters one's mouth that defiles the man, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles one." Then his disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He said in reply, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit." The Gospel of the Lord. Did you ever see the 1955 classic movie called Rebel Without a Cause? Rebel Without a Cause. It was the only lead starring role for James Dean. But the movie that made him a legend and an icon for all troubled teenagers. Every teenager wants to think he's as cool as James Dean. The movie is about a young man who is in constant conflict with authority figures in his life. His parents, the police, the principal, and especially the school bully named Buzz. Why are all school bullies named Buzz? He navigates his teenage years with two friends who are also rebels named Judy and Plato. To me, though, the movie is more about a young man trying to find his moral compass. Trying to find his moral compass. And seeing most authority figures as failures in that regard. Except one wise police officer named Ray Frenick. Ultimately, Jim's moral compass is configured by his conscience, which teach him two rules: loyalty to friends, and standing up for what is right. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches in number 1776, that one should be easy to remember, this: deep within his conscience, man discovers a law which he has not laid upon himself, but which he must obey. For man has in his heart a law inscribed by God. There he is alone with God, whose voice echoes in his depths. In his heart, you see, James Dean was not a rebel without a cause. His cause was his conscience, the voice of God. In the gospel today, we see Jesus playing the part of the rebel without a cause. Like James Dean, he is in constant conflict with the Jewish authorities, often going out of his way to tweak their noses. This prompts the apostles to ask, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" And Jesus replies, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted." In other words, the highest and the holiest authority is the heavenly Father, whose voice is heard in your conscience, where he plants seeds of his wisdom and his love. You may be a rebel without a cause to earthly authority, but you cannot rebel against your conscience, the voice of the Father. Today, ask yourself, who is configuring my inner compass my conscience? Or am I just a rebel without a cause? For instance, there are some people we listen to get their take on things, to conform our thinking to their way of thinking. Some people, for instance, always listen to Rush Limbaugh. Never miss him. Others only watch Fox News, which is always fair and balanced. Others watch only CNN, which one friend of mine calls the Clinton News Network. Another friend loves to watch Ellen DeGeneres. Who is on your Twitter feed? What blogs are you subscribing to? Whose columns do you never miss on the op-ed page of the paper? Now, I'm not saying you should or should not listen to these voices. They all say something worth considering and contemplating. But take time to listen to that deeper voice in your heart, where you are alone with God. That is your conscience and your compass, where every rebel finds his cause. Praised be Jesus Christ.